So it's going to invite John now to come up. Is anybody associated with Kirkton Scouts over its long 50-year history? It's John Moffat. So John's going to give us a wee quick update on scouting, and then also we're going to introduce some of the awards that are going to be presented. Thanks, John.
Good morning, everybody. And it's always a great honour to have the Scouts here in church. Kirkton is an important part of Kirkton Scouts, and it always has been and always will be. It's interesting what Ian said there just now. If you look in the church today, this morning, sitting right behind the Scouts is one of our original group parents and one of our original Scout leaders. So they haven't even lost the links with the group that we have at the moment. They didn't know where they would be today. They were there alongside us. So Thurcaloot Scouts continue to be a very, very active Scout group. From Beavers, Cubs, to Scouts, to Explorers. And as I've said before, Scouting is not just about what we do on a Monday night or a Friday night. Scouting is a lot wider now than it used to be, and it's a lot more. We're a far more diverse and modern organisation, and reacting to what we need to react to and making sure we're relevant to what is important to us all at present. So therefore, although we meet on a Monday night and a Friday night, we're doing a lot of other things. We're working out in the community. You see us in a lot of things like ham and jam festivals, fun runs, helping children in need up at Whiston, doing a lot of other things. But something you will probably notice this morning, we've got approximately 44 of the group here this morning out of 100. So I would have liked more, but 44 is good. But what you'll probably notice as a congregation looking around the Scout group at the moment is the shortage of leaders we have. And we are full at the moment. We've got waiting lists in Beavers, Cubs, Scouts and Explorers. I've had 4 people join the waiting list for September this week alone. So we are at the moment very, very short of leaders. But we are still an active Scout group. And the reason for that is we are working very, very closely with our young leaders, who I would like to stand, please. Would the young leaders like to stand? Right. The young leaders are an important part of supporting the programme every week and on our activities. The Young Leader Award is a separate award within Scouting, which carries award status and an educational status. It's good to have. It's good to have when we do references. It's good to have when you go to further education. And the training we do for the Young Leaders Award that the younger ones here that you're seeing standing, they're committing to, they're doing this out with the Monday and Friday night programmes. They're going away for weekend training at the beginning of March and they're training. And I want to emphasise to the congregation 2 things. First of all, I want to thank the young leaders, because it wouldn't be for them, the group would be struggling at the moment. And secondly, we do need more help and more leaders. So please, if anyone can help us in any way, please feel free to give their name to me or any of the other leaders. Okay, young leaders, you can sit down. Yes, Gordon, the Scout group has changed. Yes, Gordon, Charlie, we have a lot of girls. And that is the fact that we are a diverse, modern movement. And you're going to see that now in some of the awards we're going to be presenting. All the children in all the sections, Beavers, Cubs, Scouts, Explorers, leaders, have to work for awards and have to make sure that we're doing everything to the appropriate standards. And I would like to just, before I make these awards, just make one final comment on that. Some of you will have seen in the press the last week about the tragic accident that happened to a Scout that's been reported through the press over the last couple of weeks. That really emphasises to everybody the responsibilities that we have when we look after and look after children today. So it's important that parents recognise that some of the questions we're asking, some of the risk assessments we're doing, some of the things that we have to do is because of the responsibility we have to make sure that in offering programmes for the awards that we're going to offer today, we are very, very aware of risk assessment nowadays. And it's interesting, last night I was cleaning some emails at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. Lo and behold, in among them, further guidance and further instructions for now written assessments for things that we didn't have to write previously. So there's an important part of this that we all need to recognise. We need to offer activities, but we need to offer them safely and within appropriate standards. So, today, David, would you like to come up and join me? David's coming up now as the Cub Leader. And we're going to start, we haven't done some Cub Awards in the church for a few years, so David, would you like to read the names out and you know, present the certificates?
Okay, can I ask then the following? Can I ask then Max Elliott? Can I ask Kai Atkinson? Darcy, what's your surname, sorry? Completely
Rutherford.
Lily Knight and Chloe Black, all the, to make their way up to the stage for us, if that's all right.
I'll pass the badges out. You know the names.
I'm not sure he does. When I saw the children there, it made me think, reminded me of something. There's two of the children there are part of a family that have both got three children in the scout group. A year past it, the summer, we were up at Loch Goilhead. And as part of our spiritual development, we took the lead on the services at the beginning of every morning. And the theme that we had for that week is family. And I looked around our group, we've got three in that family, we've got four in another family, we've got twos in families. And we are a real family within Thurcoluk, both in terms of the children and the members of the group, and also our association with Kipton Church. What we did at Loch Goilhead a year past in the summer was noted, because we were really emphasising the principles of spiritual development and what scouting is built on. Right, we've got a few more awards now. These are the Chief Scouts Gold Awards. I've got to make sure that the Bibles and the names and the right people here. Erin Thompson, would you like to come forward? Robin Coulthard. Lucy Marriott. Grace Henderson's not here today, unfortunately. Ross Odger. Mackenzie Steele. Callum Wilson. There are two, unfortunately, not here today who were presented with their Bibles at church. Could I also say the Chief Scouts Gold Award is an important award that's presented in scouting. It's not just presented locally. I'm not allowed to present the Chief Scouts Award Gold without it being checked and verified by other people. An ever-inclined region of scouts gathers together once a year when the official awards are presented. And this year it was at the chapel on University Avenue, Glasgow. During that ceremony, the official certificates get presented. But unfortunately this year, three of us couldn't attend. So I'm going to ask Ian to also present the official Chief Scouts Award Gold Certificates for three. That's Robin Coulthard, Lucy Marriott, and Erin Thompson. Right, the six of you would support, stand and salute the group, please. So in closing, I hope that demonstrates to you what we're continuing to do with the scouts here in Kipton. As I said earlier, we have a real need for support and assistance. You know, I'm 63 now, and unfortunately we missed Founders Day last year, because for the first time ever, I actually was on holiday on Founders Day last year. I was in Malta, and a year past today in Malta, it was blowing an absolute gale and snowing. The first time Malta had had such weather in 70 years. So I think that emphasises to us how lucky we are today. We've got sunshine this morning. We've had no gales. We have to recognise the weather, the good weather that we've had recently. So, in coming to close, I'd like to say one final thing. Thank you to Kirkton Church for ongoing support, and we look forward to seeing you again. There is going to be an event in the spring of this year where the congregation will all be invited to come along and attend something. And you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Have you been barred for entering Malta again in the future?
Well, it was Malta. I went to Malta because that's where we went with the scouts 20 years ago, and I think it was a mistake.
In 2010, the Scout Association published a Scout hymn, and we're going to sing three versions of that. They're in the print, and they'll be on the screen. And they're also about the way of travelling through life. Now, as I start upon my chosen way, in all I do, my thoughts, my work, my play, grant as I promise courage new for me to be the best that I can be.